Thanks, Michael. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. Well, going back to 1996, reports about payments to politicians emerged in the media after environmentalists Colm McCaughey and Michael Smith put up a reward for anyone coming forward with credible information about planning corruption. When a new government was formed in 1997, pressure was brought to bear to investigate revelations fully, and shortly after this, the newly formed Flood Tribunal began its contact with Tom Gilmartin. Over the 15 years that followed, Mr. Gilmartin and his family awaited the final report in the hope that his account of his dealings with corrupt officials, lobbyists and politicians would be vindicated. And this week he got his wish, and the final report found Mr. Gilmartin to be credible. Earlier I spoke to his son Thomas Gilmartin Jr. and began by asking him how his family reacted to the final report of the Tribunal of Inquiry into certain planning matters and payments.
Well, we're very pleased that my father has been vindicated after several years of media reports claiming that he was something other than a truthful witness, that he gave inconsistent and unreliable evidence. We had several years of being put through a trauma of watching my father being vilified by both national politicians and certain sections of the media, and it really was quite unpleasant for us, and we're naturally very happy now that the record has been put straight to some extent at least.
What kind of an impact did that coverage have on you over those years, given that it's taken so long?
You felt slightly helpless. We weren't able to talk to the media because, obviously, my father was giving evidence, and we had to watch as my father was vilified, as a number of politicians, senior politicians up to cabinet level, made a point of trying to discredit him. The certain sections of the media that might be slightly more favourable to other points of view were often quite rude and unpleasant about my father, and it was quite upsetting. We felt quite impotent in the face of it.
Are there any particular incidents that you'd single out as having been among the worst?
One example I can think of was one day I was at the tribunal with my father. And Bertie Ahern's barristers made a point of questioning my father as to his mental health. And this was, of course, reported the next day. And it was extremely unpleasant for us. It was scurrilous, the manner in which they conducted that questioning. And the clear point, the implication that they were trying to put across was, you know, that his evidence couldn't be relied on because there was something wrong with him, even if he denied it. The point was put out there, and I just thought that was, it was low-life stuff, really.
Do you think there was ever an attempt to get your father to give up hope that he'd get his point of view across at the tribunal?
Certainly he had sometimes felt despondent about whether the truth would ever come out. I think that I got the impression that the attitude on the part of some, at least, was to make an example of him, as if to say, well, this is what happens if you speak out. You will get vilified. You will have your credibility crushed by a machine that includes, you know, big business, government and certain sections of the media. It was quite a tough time for him.
Going back to the beginnings of the tribunal, how was your father first contacted firstly by the tribunal, and what role did he play in the early discussions with the tribunal?
He was first contacted, I think it was February 1998, via his then solicitor, and he wasn't sure whether to give evidence or not, but he decided to talk to them and give them some flavour of what he had been put through and what he knew of what was going on. For example, in February 1998, it was my father that pointed Frank Dunlop to the tribunal. It was my father who told them, and this has been given in evidence and it's in the report, it was my father that told them that Frank Dunlop was a bagman for corrupt politicians. He was giving them a flavour of things like that. My father rarely gets the credit for exposing Frank Dunlop and the corruption ring on Dublin County Council, but it was indeed him. And it would be nice if he got the credit for that.
There is some unhappiness on your part about, I suppose, the nature of the commentary, the nature of how your father has been portrayed or mentioned in the aftermath of the release of the tribunal's report.
Yes, to me the report is a complete vindication of my father. He has had years of having his reputation trashed and from the very highest levels, and I just don't see, after being through all of that, that he has been given the true credit he deserves for what he has done. I mean, he didn't have to come back, but he did. He wanted to expose what happened. And when I see the reports in the media about my father and the Padraig Flynn episode, I've become quite angry, because it's put across in the way that there was something untoward about what my father was doing, when in the report makes clear that A, he meant that money for Fianna Fáil, B, he gave that money under circumstances which amount to extortion. He was in severe trouble with corrupt politicians obstructing him. There are numerous examples of George Redmond and Liam Lawler obstructing his proposals and trying to make sure he lost everything, because he wouldn't pay bribes to them. He refused to. He went to the Gardaí. He went to the corporation. He went to government ministers, and nothing was done. Absolutely nothing was done. And in the end, in sheer desperation, after having been told by government ministers and several other people that the only way that these activities were going to stop was to pay money to Fianna Fáil, and after refusing to do that several times, he eventually relented, because he was desperate. And that, to me, is an extortion racket. And
even in that, I suppose the dealings weren't honest, that the person who ultimately received the money for Fianna Fáil didn't pass it on to Fianna Fáil.
Yes, and that's been exposed now. It was made quite clear in the tribunal report, beyond any doubt whatsoever, that my father told several people within weeks, if not months, of the money being given to Fianna Fáil, that the money had been given to Fianna Fáil. He told Bertie Ahern, he told Sean Sherwin. It was quite clear that the money was to Fianna Fáil. There was even written evidence that showed that he was saying that long before the tribunal came to contact him. But there's a point that has to be made clear, that is, some people have been implying that there was something, that he wanted something in return for that, and that's a sheer lie. He didn't. He wanted the corruption to stop, and it didn't stop. He always refused to pay bribes to anyone. And in the end, in what amounted to extortion, he was told, well, look, you'll lose everything, or you give money to Fianna Fáil and we'll make your problems go away with these people. He didn't want any special favours. He never asked for them, and he just asked that he could do business straightly and honestly without interference from corrupt politicians and corrupt officials obstructing him, precisely because he wouldn't pay bribes.
Your father was, you say, was in two minds about coming back and giving evidence before the tribunal. What would have contributed to his reluctance to come back and give evidence to the tribunal?
Well, he had seen that previous tribunal reports had run to sand. He had been to the Gardaí himself and seen that nothing was done. And he believed that Ireland wasn't prepared to confront the corruption that was endemic in politics in the 1980s and 90s. And he thought it might be futile, but he decided he'd talk anyway. He believed that the tribunal judges were sincere and the tribunal barristers were sincere, and so he decided to cooperate with them. And so he did.
Well, ultimately, I suppose, what's portrayed as the catalyst that ensured your father would come back or made him determined to give the evidence was the following extract from the Late Late Show.
And this is all I'll say. I never asked or took money from anybody to do favours for anybody in my life.
But you know Gil Martin?
Oh, yeah.
You know Tom Gil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him now for some years.
I see.
I met him. He's a Sligo man who went to England, made a lot of money, came back, wanted to do a lot of business in Ireland. Didn't work out for him. Didn't work out for him. He's not well. His wife isn't well. And he's out of sorts.
What was your father's reaction after Pádraig Flynn said that on the Late Late Show?
He was very angry. He took it as a personal slight. He believed that, you know, the implication was that he's not well and he's out of sorts. There's that he wasn't telling the truth or there was something wrong with him. It was slightly underhand. I remember he rang me that night. I was living in Cork at the time and he was quite angry. And he decided he was going to cooperate.
And so, given that the tribunal report has now been released, what are your father's feelings now, having been vindicated, his evidence having been believed, he's now living in Cork? Can we take that as indicative that in some regards he's made his peace with this country?
Well, I mean, he's always been a proud Irishman. He's never had a problem with the country in itself. He's had a problem with the political establishment in this country and the corruption has infested Irish life. But, of course, he has family here and he has lots of friends here, so he's happy living here. He feels happy with the report. He feels that it has gone some way to showing what happened. The tribunal report makes clear that he cooperated fully, he gave truthful evidence, everything he was saying he said honestly, even in places where he got data mixed up or there were alleged inconsistencies, even in those cases it was proved independently that what he was saying was the truth, and I think he's quite content with that. Now the only question is whether the report's findings will be taken further. My father was found by the tribunal not to have given a corrupt donation, but Pádraig Flynn corruptly received it. There's a very important distinction there, but it hasn't been adequately put. Also, there has been mention of my father's immunity from prosecution. This is unfair from my point of view. I believe that my father has been fully vindicated. The stories he told about Frank Dunlop and the corruption ring, these have been proved to be true. It was probably the most outlandish story he told the tribunal, but it proved to be absolutely true. The meeting in the Doyle and the $5 million demand afterwards. He was vilified at the time for that story, and he's been proved to be absolutely correct. They believe his version of events. And there are several other instances where he's been proved to be true. And this hasn't been put across. The report is a complete vindication of my father. And I feel that that's been glossed over. We've been put through 15 years of trauma from the vilification campaign against my father. And it would be nice if the record was now corrected and that my father was given the credit that he deserved.
And that was Thomas Gilmartin Jr. speaking to us earlier from Oxfordshire.